You know, so did you ever see like a BBS related product where you're like, I can't even believe they think this is viable?
I might have thought that at first about satellite content delivery systems, like Planet Direct or PageSat. However, in retrospect, it did serve a purpose at the time. I mean, when high bandwidth through the telephone company was extremely expensive, this was definitely a cost-effective alternative, you know, to downloading batch a lot of news groups or any other type of data that you'd put on a BBS or other information service. So at first, I didn't think that would be as commercially successful as it was, but in retrospect, it was, and in fact, I ended up getting one.
You did?
Yeah. I had a Planet Direct set up.
And how difficult was that?
Wasn't too difficult. The clutching everything together was the more difficult part. I mean, they basically provided some software, and you just got the dish and the L&B and everything, and found the satellite, used this little audio tool to align it, no problem. The software, you know, you plug it in, there was a dongle that plugged in the parallel port, and they would send out a signal every now and then to tell the software, you know, if your subscription was still active, and it would update the dongle or whatever. And so that was pretty simple. You know, the software would start, or the news groups rather, would start coming down, and no problem. It was spooling out to disk, but getting it into the BBS was the more difficult part. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just took some a creative imagination.
I didn't even know you had a satellite uplink.
Well, this was post my running a BBS myself. This was when we did the ISP thing with okay. Wildcat.
So then it looked good as a...
It looked good because the expense of the circuit we had at the time was... the cheapest circuit we could find was like a 56K leased frame circuit to like the West Coast from Pennsylvania.
Right.
It was cheaper than getting a 56K in LATA.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how that worked, but
yeah.
I mean, we were paying several $1,000s a month for this circuit at the time, and you know, I think we paid like maybe $200 a month for the Planet Direct setup, and you know, left more bandwidth available on that expensive circuit for interactive traffic.
Mm-hmm.